Earl and the butterflies. Earl and Marigold were in the park watching the butterflies that swarmed around the flowers of the butterfly bush. They were different colors, yellow, black, orange, and gold. There were some light green ones. They came in various sizes and they flew with various speeds and moved in and out, resting on the flowers and then flying up and trying another one. They were interesting to look at, and Earl said, "There are so many different kinds, I don't even know how to count them all." Marigold said, "There are a lot of different kinds, but there are so many more that there used to be." "And you know why?" she said. "No," said Earl. "Why are there so many different kinds of butterflies?" "Because of the master mechanic and what he did," Marigold continued. "The master mechanic one day told me a story about how all the butterflies in our town were black. Maybe there was a gray one, he told me, but they were mostly black." This was a long time ago, and no one thought of anything of it. They thought all butterflies came in the color of black, like grass all came in green. This was when the master mechanic had just come to town, and he wasn't working in his own lab. He was working in the House of Thunder, helping them produce bottles of thunder that would go to people who worked with the weather, large construction companies that had equipment that needed warnings, sorcerers, airplane companies, and other companies that needed loud noises. The master mechanic was young then. He had just come from school and was learning the ropes and was learning about how machines worked. One day, he was working on a machine when his boss came to him and told him that they had just received a very big order for bottles of thunder from the powerful sorcerer Gothendieck. The master mechanic congratulated the boss. "That's just what they needed." The boss shook his head and said, "The problem is we can't deliver the order because of how difficult it is to take the bottles to Gothendieck." The master mechanic agreed. "It is a difficult journey across the water to the island fortress, up over those rocky cliffs to his big castle, but it can be done." "Yes," says the boss, "but of course you know how to get there." The master mechanic nodded his head because he had been a student of Gothendieck's and had graduated with honors from his school of elements. "So," said the boss, "we want you to take the bottles of thunder to Gothendieck so you can deliver the order." "But I was just coming up with the final plans for this new machine that will make it so much easier to make thunder. I call it a hinkalator." His boss shook his head. "Well, I don't even know if we're going to build such a machine, but I do know we need to deliver this thunder, and nobody else knows how to find Gothendieck and deliver it to his castle." So the master mechanic stopped working on his machine and went with his boss. He took his backpack and put in it a box of 50 bottles of thunder, which weren't so big because they were all compacted, and off he went up the long road to deliver the thunder to Gothendieck. As he walked, he thought about what he was seeing and noticed that there were only black butterflies, and they ate only the black flowers. Unfortunately, there were so many butterflies that many of the black flowers had been completely eaten up, and it was going to be hard to find a black flower. Black roses were especially hard to find, but so were black lilies and black daisies. He thought of how some people were trying to catch the black butterflies so the flowers would have a chance to regrow, but they were very flighty, and it was hard to catch them, especially at night. The master mechanic traveled along the windy, dusty road. Finally, he came to a place that went near the water, where there was a dock, and tied to it was a small but sturdy boat. Next to it was a narrow wooden hut, the size of one room, where the oarsmen for the boat waited for customers. The master mechanic knew the oarsmen from his many trips to school. They were friends of a sort, the old boat captain and the young master mechanic. They talked about how they hadn't seen one another and caught up on what the master mechanic had done. He told him that he was now living in the town, working as a craftsman in the factory of the House of Thunder. And now he was going back to his old school to deliver bottles of thunder that Gothendieck had ordered. He wondered whether the captain still took people out to the distant island and when he could go. The captain nodded, looked at the sky, and said that he would take him. They got into the little boat and started rowing out across the water towards the dark island, which was surrounded by fog. The island was all rock and stone, with the sharp high cliffs where waves crashed along a hard shore. And high above those foaming waters, built into the cliffs, was the large stone castle with a tower at each corner. This is where the School of Elements used to be. As they rowed across the sea, it became rougher and windier. The master mechanic remembered as a young boy crossing this same gray-blue sea how he had worried when the wind was high that the little boat would capsize. But the captain was strong and knew his work, and they always arrived, sometimes wet, but always safe. And then there was always warm yellow lights at the single jetty that extended from the shore into the sea where they would land. And there were lights in the castle that reminded the mechanic of his friends and his teachers who were friendly, but old. Now he looked at the narrow windows high above them. They were all dark. The mechanic said to the captain, "It's not the same now as when the school was open." "No," said the captain, "not since the Bourbaki came." He pulled his oars and the boat heaved forward through a wave. The mechanic nodded and added quietly, "And there was Sibylline." "Yes," said the captain as he pulled again. "And then there was Sibylline." "So," said the master mechanic after a moment, "he works pretty much alone now?" The captain nodded as he looked at the mechanic. "Yes, occasionally I see Leathers," said the captain, "but not often." "No," said the master mechanic, "I guess not." "But," said the captain, "he'll be happy to see you again. You were always a favorite." The master mechanic nodded. It had been quite a while since he had seen Gothendieke. The boat put the master mechanic off on a dark jetty where the cliffs came down to the water. As he walked along the worn stones until he came to the narrow path that wound its way up through the boulders, weaving back and forth up the side of the steep cliff through narrow steps. He knew that Gothendieke had already seen him, and so he didn't expect that there would be any lightning that he had to worry about. Unwelcome visitors, and there were always a few that were curious about the castle and the island, who landed and then they thought they would go exploring. The lightning that struck near the steps would make them reconsider, especially when it appeared on clear days. But the mechanic was bringing this order of thunder, so Gothendieke would not give him any trouble. Up he climbed, one step after another. There were hundreds of steps, and as he climbed, the master mechanic was thinking what it was like when the school had been open, and there had been lots of kids coming and going up these stairs, trying out their magic and experimenting with their mechanical devices. But now, except for the whistling wind and the crashing surf, there were no other sounds. All the students and the teachers had gone, and only Gothendieke remained. He came to the top of the cliffs where there were rock gate posts and a large iron door. It was shut. He went off to the left-hand side, where there was a small alcove, where there was another, smaller, but still heavy, wooden door. A wooden door that it, too, was closed. The master mechanic grabbed the iron ring of a knocker and clanked the ring against the door with a code that was as much of his childhood as tying his shoes. The door unlocked and cracked ajar. Although there was no one on the other side, the master mechanic pushed his way through and followed the path into the castle. He knew the way. He climbed up into the inner courtyard, over the cobblestones, and then under the three arches to the wide corridor. It used to be filled with lights and the shouts of children of different ages, but now it was dark, and there was just the sound of dripping water. He walked up the long interior steps that circled round and round, taking him higher and higher into the castle. Now he could hear the hum of equipment, and soon he walked past a furnace room. Hail and hall of the lightning generators, and he passed the room filled with memristors, then the Van de Graaff beltways, and all the machinery that Gothendieke used in his experiments in mechanics and sorcery. As he walked up the final set of steps, he heard the door open at the top. He looked up, and there stood Gothendieke, thin, older, dressed in dark clothing. He was peering down the steps. A smile came to his face, and he said, "Why, if it isn't the master mechanic. I thought that was you. It's nice to see you again. It's been too long since you've been here." "I've brought you 50 bottles of thunder," said the master mechanic. "Just what I ordered," said Gothendieck. "Come in. Let's talk about what you've done." They sat in the tall hall with the big chairs in the library, whose shelves went four floors up, with circling walkways at each level. Gothendieck asked the master mechanic how he liked working in the town, and what things had he seen. They talked about the memories of the School of Elements. After a while, Gothendieck invited the master mechanic to examine some of his current projects. One of them was the making of more black butterflies. Gothendieck explained that these new ones were shinier and could fly faster. The master mechanic said, "They are indeed beautiful, but in our town we have too many black butterflies. They are eating all the black flowers. I was wondering how we could change that." Gothendieck raised his shaggy eyebrows at this news. He then nodded his head and stroked his chin and said, "Too many black butterflies. I hadn't considered that. I suppose I could work on coming up with better black flowers." "Yes, certainly we could use those," said the master mechanic. But then he paused for a moment and continued, "But maybe what we should do is change the color of the butterflies. Maybe you could, instead of using black sprinkles, you could use sprinkles of different colors, yellow, orange, or red." "Ah," said Gothendieck, "you're suggesting that we don't worry about the black flowers, but instead just make more butterflies that have different colors. Are you really suggesting butterflies that are not all black? What would people think of such a strange sight? Is that what you're suggesting?" "Yes, but it's only a suggestion. It might at first confuse the birds, but maybe we start with some color mixes, ones that are mostly black, but with lines of yellow, or maybe some that are orange and black." "I see," said Gothendieck, again nodding his head as he considered this new idea. "Well, I have just the thing." And with that, he went over to one of his shelves and took down some red sprinkles and some yellow sprinkles. He pulled down from a jar near a top shelf that contained some white sprinkles, and without another word, he went to work on making different colored butterflies. "This may take me a while. Let's talk again in the morning." And with that, the master mechanic went to bed, and Gothendieck, with all his sorcery, began to make butterflies that were not just black, but many colored. In the morning, when the master mechanic woke up, there was a yellow butterfly sitting at the end of his bed. He smiled because he knew Gothendieck had figured out how to make butterflies that were not all black. At breakfast, Gothendieck was smiling. He too was pleased with the result. There were all sorts of butterflies in the kitchen, orange and red, yellow, some light green ones, and even an occasional purple. "What a good idea," he said to the master mechanic. "Thank you for suggesting it. Sometimes when you work alone, you don't pay attention to the consequences of what you do. I would have kept making black butterflies without thinking of the flowers for a long time." "I love the new butterflies," said the master mechanic, "and I hope they'll come to our town. We need some." "Oh, they'll be there," said Gothendieck. "I'll arrange for that. Not only that, I want to give you a reward. I want to tell you about an idea behind a new machine called the transmogrifier. I think you'll find it very interesting." They spent the rest of the morning discussing Gothendieck's new device, the transmogrifier, how it worked, and how the master mechanic himself could build one. In the afternoon, the master mechanic headed back down the stone path to catch the boat home. Orange butterflies followed him down to the sea. The end.